This article was submitted by Jennifer Harrison, who was a guest at Saturday's International Women's Day event at the Portuguese Cultural Center of Bradford. What's better than merely marking International Women's Day? Women of all ages and cultural backgrounds actually celebrating together at the Portuguese Cultural Center, PCC, of Bradford. It's the hottest ticket of the year, with the event on Saturday selling out in mere days with a long waiting list. Local women of all ages danced, enjoyed dinner and a fashion show from female-owned The Pink Closet Boutique, and heard inspirational stories from special women guests. This was the 17th annual International Women's Day event. It's become a tradition in Bradford, organized by a committee at the PCC. MC Danny Viveros hosted once again this year, after a hiatus last year. He called up his fill-in host, local community activist Jennifer Harrison, to thank her for stepping in, and interviewed Monica Ferreira, a longtime Bradford volunteer at the food bank, and Geraldine Duhaney, Bradford's only female town councillor. Andrea Pacheco, who is running for Miss Canada and advocates for differently abled persons, inspired the crowd with her story of changing the world of pageantry. Girls and women from the Bradford Wolves soccer team, including coach Sophia Lima, told the room, while enthusiastic soccer moms took pictures, about their passion for the game and how they are not only fulfilling their own dreams to play but paving the way for other girls in sport. International Women's Day has been celebrated since the early 1900s to provide a forum for equality and women's rights, and this year's theme is Inspire Inclusion. The PCC was decked out in purple, the color of dignity and justice, as participants were entertained by a raffle, door prizes and a disc jockey, while the male members of the PCC and town council cooked dinner and served tables. All proceeds from the evening will go back to the PCC, a not-for-profit organization, and will help with upcoming renovations to the center.